So, Don, refresh our memories of where we were at.
Mr. Chairman, I believe you were discussing the Senate amendment to Sections 300, 320, and 321. You have disposed of the first four lines on page 79 of that amendment, and the removal of the SIPA guarantee and the $41 million appropriation from SIPA 2019 to the school capital construction account remains.
Disposal, that's how you put it?
The first portion of the amendment failed.
Crushed.
So now going to the second part, that starts at page 117. Right?
Mr. Chairman, I withdraw that.
Okay. So, Mr. Co-Chair, the just for the... So we have an understanding. So we can try to make this as easy as possible for you and for everyone to understand. What would it take in order to have everything that is in SIPA 19 removed from SIPA, except for $15 million that is undesignated at this point in time, and just put and just take each one of those items and use the LISRA to fund each one of those? And how would you go about doing that in this bill?
Mr. Chairman.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, you have appropriated 90 of the $92 million available in SIPA 19. There are three appropriations. If I understand your proposal, you would not touch the $10 million that is being directed to the state penitentiary fund to replace...
We may rename it. But, yeah.
Okay.
It'll be
15
instead of
10. Okay. Then you have $40.8 million for school capital construction and $39.5 million for endow, which adds up to $80.3 million, which would be taken out of another account if you elect not to spend out of SIPA 19.
And so then to, if we elected to take it out of SIPA and pay that with the LISRA, in terms of what would the motion be to do that?
Mr. Chairman, you can just designate to us the on page 121, subsection A, move all of the funding to LSRA. I would note, Mr. Chairman, that you're leaving in section 320, which is fine, but it wouldn't be used then.
Correct. So does the Senate have a motion?
That is the motion.
Second.
So, Mr. Co-Chair, why don't you explain the Senate's rationale for this motion?
The rationale of the Senate, and the Senate is overwhelmingly in favor of this, is that we spend money that we currently have that we don't encumber money that we haven't gotten yet. We don't know what the future brings. And what that brings about is frankly more of an honest accounting to the rest of the legislature when the budget is presented to them. Here's what we're spending on. Here's how much it's going to cost of our savings. So the legislature, as a whole, has a more realistic picture of exactly what we're spending. Rather than and the public, but it's the legislature that we're reporting to, and that SIPA anticipated income from SIPA 19 and SIPA 20 can then be used by the legislature, however it needs.